Iraq was at the top of the headlines this past week. President Bush made a surprise visit to Baghdad to meet the new prime minister. The House of Representatives passed a symbolic resolution rejecting a timetable for withdrawal from Iraq, and the American death toll there surpassed 2,500. To get a sense of public opinion about the war and what else is on the minds of Americans, we've called three editors around the country: Bob Kittle of the San Diego Union-Tribune, David Haynes at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, and Ken Otterberg at the Winston-Salem Journal in North Carolina. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Thanks for having us, Debbie.
Let's start with President Bush's visit to Baghdad this week. In his radio address today, the president said that visit was a way of letting the Iraqi people know that America will not abandon them. Do you all think your readers are feeling more confident about Iraq now? David Haynes in Milwaukee, we'll start with you.
Well, I don't think we've seen that based on the letters we're getting. We haven't had a single letter on President Bush's visit to Iraq, at least yet. What we are seeing are some letters that are, frankly, pretty circumspect, especially when it comes to the demise of Zarqawi. They're saying things like his death won't put an end to the senseless deaths of Americans and Iraqis. We've not seen anyone write to us and say that they're giving credit for what's happened in the last week to President Bush. We have seen people say that the military deserves credit, but not President Bush.
Ken Otterberg in Winston-Salem.
The vote yesterday was kind of instructive from our state. We have 13 members in the House. Eight, including two Democrats, voted yes. Three, all Democrats, voted no. Then we had two voted present. And I think there's a lot of people out there who reflect that sort of present vote. They're just looking for clues and signals about which way things are going. They want it to be successful, but they're wary about how long we're in for.
How closely did your readers follow the debate in the House, Bob Kittle?
Well, the readers haven't had much time to send letters in response to yesterday's vote, but I think there was a lot of attention being paid to it. I noticed certainly people had their televisions on yesterday during the morning hours here on the West Coast to catch some of the debate before they went to work, and people were talking about it. I think the country was paying attention to the debate yesterday.
I would say in our neck of the woods, a lot of TVs are turned to watching soccer. They're turned at night to watching the Carolina Hurricanes and the Stanley Cup. And, you know, summer's here, and it's hard to get focused on something that's half a world away.
And Ken, you're in Winston-Salem.
Yes.
Yeah, Debbie, this is Dave in Milwaukee. I would agree with what they're saying. The vote in Wisconsin was split as well. You know, Wisconsin's been a battleground state the last two presidential elections, likely will be again. And on the vote yesterday, I think people are divided over what that means.
Bob Kittle, in San Diego, you had a story this week about a Navy hospital there that will be adding a new wing to care for those wounded in combat. What kind of an impact has that had on the community there?
Well, this community, because it's a very long, well-established military community, is accustomed to dealing with the casualties of war. And throughout this whole period, as we've had funerals and the mourning that goes on when a Marine or a sailor or a soldier is buried, so I think that the fact that we're now going to be treating more of the wounded here, I think it's just seen as part of a way of improving service to the military and doesn't have much impact beyond that.
David Haynes, compared to San Diego, Milwaukee has a smaller military presence, but Wisconsin has had its share of war casualties. Do you get the sense that people there are committed to staying the course in Iraq?
Well, again, I think the verdict on that is pretty split. We had a letter from a man on the south side of Milwaukee last week who said the military always gets its man in relation to Zarqawi and was sort of bemoaning what he sees in the press as a defeatist attitude. But on the other hand, we get plenty of letters saying that it's time to get out, that you can't trust everything that the military is telling us, particularly when it comes to the incident in Haditha.
Let's talk a little bit about Haditha, where U.S. servicemen have been accused of some atrocities. Are your readers paying attention to that, Ken Otterberg and Winston-Salem?
They're just starting to focus on it. I think, generally speaking, people want more evidence. They want more of the subtleties about what really happened.
Debbie, this is Bob Kittle. And, you know, here in San Diego, this is a huge issue because the Marines who are accused in the Haditha massacre are from Camp Pendleton. And I'm a little bit surprised at the very extent to which our letter writers give the benefit of the doubt to the Marines.
Debbie, this is Dave in Milwaukee. We're seeing much the same thing. We published a letter in the last week urging us and others to refrain from a rush to judgment. I think people just want to know more.
Let's turn now to a domestic issue. The Senate recently rejected a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, leading some people to speculate that the debate over that issue is nearing an end. Do you think that's the case with your readers?
This is Dave in Milwaukee. I think not. We're one of seven states that have put gay marriage bans on the fall ballot, and we're the state where those who oppose such bans think they may have the best chance of voting that down, and that's in part because we have Senator Russ Feingold, who has come out recently and said that marriage is not always and should not always be between a man and a woman. In addition, a Democratic Congresswoman from Madison, Tammy Baldwin, the first open lesbian to win a seat in Congress, certainly opposes the ban, as does our governor.
Ken Otterberg in Winston-Salem?
We have a lot of letters back and forth on it, and they sort of come in waves. There was a good little line in one letter last week or this week that said, to be as thoroughly despised as he is by the media, the left, and the French, President Bush must be doing a pretty good job. But he and other leading Republicans are wrong to oppose gay marriage. Went on from there. But I think our readers and sort of what I hear out in the community, there are a lot of people who view this as a pretty important symbol in an age of relativism that, you know, we need to take a stand on something, something we can control.
Bob Kittle in San Diego.
I think this is not nearly as important an issue with the people in California as it is with the politicians. I think people are a little bit weary of the issue, and they're ready to get on with their lives and not worry about what the Congress might do about it.
Bob Kittle of the San Diego Union Tribune. We've also been speaking with Ken Otterberg at the Winston-Salem Journal and David Haynes at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, gentlemen.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.